Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Schaffner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Schaffner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Blue reaches second base with a double. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gulick moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Gulick scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner takes first base on ball four. Goldman moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blaeholder for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Falk picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Falk. Blue moves to third. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Belv Bean now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goldman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bean moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter is hit by the pitch. Bean moves to third. Montague moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bean scores. Montague scores. Porter moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Browns, 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blaeholder moves to third. Blue moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goldman takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Belt Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bean reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Goldman moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montague takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kress moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 10-7, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Blue reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. Kimsey moves to third. It's 10-8, Indians. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gulick hits a fly ball towards left. Falk catches it and throws to third to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Gullick fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gullick. Falk goes all the way around to score. Myatt moves to third. It's 11-8, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 12-8, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hudlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a line drive towards short. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 3 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kimsey takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball four. Kimsey moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldman hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hudlin for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 13-8, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 4 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Melillo moves to third. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.